Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, November 4th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, Best Buys for November and the everyday things that impact your financial future. When we think of November, most people think of the deals that are coming at the end of the month on Black Friday. But MarketWatch Buyers Beware columnist Jeanette Bavini says there are other deals to watch for this month. First of all, November is a great time to buy your knives.
You can save around 50%. If you are in the market for knives and you're on a budget, the three must-have knives, according to my research, are a chef's knife, a paring knife, and a serrated knife.
Some of the best prices are available at department stores like Macy's and Kohl's. Just make sure you also wait for their coupons. And while we're talking about kitchenware, November is also a great time to remodel your kitchen, since so many others are too focused on entertaining in it at this time of year.
A lot of businesses that do remodels are very slow at this time of year. And so you can really strike up some of the best deals this time of year.
But it's still November and Black Friday can't be forgotten. Jeanette says this is the year to consider a big screen TV. She says 4K Ultra HD TVs are going to be sold at rock bottom prices, probably less than $1,000. November is also a good time to reevaluate other important issues like what insurance coverage you have at work, since so many companies will have open enrollment this month.
So you really want to make sure that you're getting the coverage that you want. If you have two plans in the family, who's giving you what? Healthcare.gov is a website that can kind of help you navigate this.
And it's also National Child Safety Protection Month, so it's a good time to get your child's car seat inspected. Head to safecar.gov/parents for car seat inspection sites near you, but keep in mind not all of them are free. You can also get inspections done at AAA centers and your local police or fire departments. As we continue, other factors that impact your financial future.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
The tricky thing about credit scores is that they are about more than just credit. Adam Levin of Credit.com reviews some everyday things that can impact your future finances.
Sure, it's extremely important to make loan payments on time and use credit cards responsibly. But there are plenty of non-credit things that jeopardize your financial future as well. For example, you know that sinking feeling you get when you see police lights in your rearview mirror? A ticket, or at least some sort of fine, is in your future. Spare yourself further threats by taking action immediately. Pay the ticket or start the process of contesting the charge, because an unpaid fine might be outsourced to a debt collector, and a collection account may ultimately leave a mark on your credit report. The same can be said for unpaid tolls. Whether intentionally skipped or not, for something that costs a few cents or a few dollars, it's absurd to let a missed toll hurt your credit score. Your credit cards play a role as well. When you pull them out to pay for dinner, you're making a decision that affects your future. If that transaction or others like it drive your balance up enough, it could hurt your credit utilization rate. Should you fail to pay that bill later on, your credit score will take a serious hit. Believe it or not, your pet can also hurt your credit. Be it the costly damage they create in your apartment or unplanned vet bills that set you back a few $1,000s. If you're not prepared, you might be looking at some debt or credit problems as a result. Lastly, phishing and hacking can lead to identity theft, which can lead to credit issues as well. It can be as simple as clicking the wrong link in an email or downloading the wrong kind of attachment. If someone has access to the personal information in your email, he or she might be able to steal your identity. So even though we all check email a dozen times a day, make sure you remain security-minded every time you do it. And be sure to stay on top of your credit scores. Any large or unexpected change is a clue there's a potential problem. I'm Adam Levin for Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.